Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the former governor of the great state of Nevada for 10 years, Governor Bob Miller, will be here. Plus on the Power Punnett Panel today, Russell Rowe, Jane Ann Morrison, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Have your pantries turned into a food museum? Unused cans and boxes get lost. California Closets can organize your pantry so that everything stays fresh. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to this program after a long absence, former Governor Bob Miller. Pleased to have you back on the program, sir.
Nice to be here.
You were the only governor in state history to serve 10 years. So you got to see everything in terms of the economic impacts. You saw the very worst and you saw the very best. Describe how you got out of the very worst situations.
Well, some would argue that the very worst is right now, but
I mean,
we certainly went through a severe recession, which was a fortrend or similar to what we were going through now. How we got out of it is initially we put in some hiring freezes because we saw things starting to turn, so we froze expenditures, and then I did across-the-board budget cuts. The legislature was out of session, so there was a question of whether to call them back into special session or not, and no matter what we were going to do, I knew that it would be unpopular in certain circles because we were going to have to make some reductions. I figured, well, might as well have one person be the bad guy instead of 64. So I didn't call a session. I just went across the board and tried to spare the critical services related to, you know, we didn't want to empty the prisons, for example, and we wanted to, you know, take care of critical needs. But beyond that, we did some basically across-the-board type of cuts. We minimized layoffs, but we reacted right away, and it was positive in the respect that the national bonding agencies kept our bonds the same, whereas California was downgraded like three times in that same time frame because they were less decisive and immediate in their actions.
It was one of the most difficult things to be able to cut back on social services?
It was, clearly, and the most emotional. You know, there were people protesting. They had every right to do so, and their concerns were legitimate. Unfortunately, we couldn't spend money we didn't have at that time, and we needed to be able to shore the budget up and keep things on the right track. And eventually we got out of that economic downturn and were able to restore some of the services that were there before and actually build a little on them.
As you watched the bubble of housing prices in the Silver State and the massive going forward of gaming and such large properties, did you have concerns then that you might see the same thing that had occurred during your administration?
Well, I think we've developed a pattern of reliance on taxation policy that is everybody else paying but us. And by that I mean that, you know, our primary sources, gaming and sales, in large part rely upon tourist dollars. They're not as predictable, they're not as stable because of it, and when the economy turns, it is reflected therein. I'm not suggesting we go back to what we had before, but I do think we need to broaden a little bit. We are the third lowest tax state in the country, even with some rather consequential for us changes, we'd still be the third lowest. And I think that's important in economic development. It's a tool, but it's not the only tool. The tools that I'm told by those that are seeking diversification are important are the quality of life as reflected in education, transportation, and safety, et cetera. And we are certainly not improving in all those areas. We're just kind of holding at this point and maybe even going back a little. I think that we need to consider other directions, and I know that was an opinion that some of my predecessors and one of my successors, late Governor Gwynn, had shared with me before his passing. He felt kind of similar.
You know, there's a lot of initiative petitions being circulated around right now. How do you feel about that process?
The initiative petition process? Yeah. I've never really liked the initiative petition process as a way to govern, because you can have special interests finance it in an disproportionate manner. The message is very difficult to, you know, fine-tune and make clear so that everybody can understand what it is about. I prefer, you know, a legislative process by which the people who are elected are there, they go through hearings, they have to reach an accord. And that's what they've been elected to do and should be given the opportunity to do it. So I've watched it in California, and we get kind of a little overlap of that emotionalistic basis for initiative petitions. So I personally don't think it's the best way, although obviously there are some instances where it's positive.
You sit on the board of Wynn Resorts. How do you feel the Las Vegas economy is going now? Do you get the sense that it's turning around? I mean, some of the numbers that came out today certainly show an improvement in the Silver State.
I do, but most of it's just gut reaction, anecdotal. Some of it's statistically driven. I do think that we're seeing a little more expenditure. We're seeing people feeling a little better about the economy, and I think you see it at the national level, but certainly you see it here as a byproduct thereof. I don't think that we're going to be in a position for any period of time to go through huge growth developments like we have before, because we somewhat overbuilt in Southern Nevada in terms of hotel rooms and the like, and that's got to be absorbed over time by an improved economy. But I do think that the properties and the industry and the jobs that are created therefrom should start seeing some increases.
One of the good things that I saw in a report today was the increase in California traffic into Southern Nevada.
California has always been our most prominent stable for, you know, all of our industry, both in Northern and Southern Nevada. It will continue to be, despite the fact there are some casino properties in California at this point in time. There are elsewhere. But the advantage we have is that we've been here longer, we're better established, we have a nexus of quality properties, so that if anybody enjoys gaming as a recreation, then you want to come here. I mean, you want to go to the best. And I think that California is important to us, and we should consider ways to help make it ease for Californians to come here. I'll give you an interesting example. During the years I was governor, is that we received some money for highway fund development, and I took part of it and gave it to California, because they were not willing to expend their allocations to expand the highway from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. But I got the commitment from them that if I gave them some of our money, they would use it for that expansion. And they did. They prioritized it, and it was just too important to our economic well-being to ignore. And I thought, well, it's unusual, but it's something that I think did help and does help in the long run.
All right, let's take a break. More with former Governor Miller.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984 or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Governor Robert Miller, governor for 10 years, an amazing run. Talking about interaction with California, what do you make of the Desert Express?
Well, I don't know that I've made a conclusion in my own mind as to what the best way to expand transportation from California to here is. But I do think we should continue to explore all those options. We're expanding the airport here in southern Nevada. I think we need to continue to work aggressively in northern Nevada to make sure that the Reno Airport has more flights coming into it as well.
Well, let me be...
Vehicular traffic is important, and any alternative to that in the way of locomotives of some sort, it could be advantageous.
Well, it was interesting because I was talking to somebody in a position to know, and I was kind of complaining that, you know, were people going to really drive to Victorville, the idea of it launching into Southern California's high-speed rail that's being developed there? Would be many, many years into the future. And I said, the idea you're going to drive to Victorville, get on a train, and then, you know, rent a car. And they said, we have a very healthy cab system in this town. Lots of people come here and take cabs, and it would be very good for that industry. Is that feasible to you?
The cab system in Victorville, in Southern Nevada.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a vibrant taxi industry, and you know, we have a regulatory body that oversees it and can allocate more if necessary. That part's accurate. I think getting them here, whatever way we can get more people here and easier, is to our benefit. That's, as we discussed, expanding the road there, making the drive time between the two communities less and less problematic, is advantageous. And so anything that can work. I don't know about the economics of it. That's the thing. I mean, if we don't have to spend a lot of taxpayer dollars and it's an enterprise that goes out there and hopefully it works, it's positive. If it requires a lot of taxpayer dollars and it doesn't work, then that's not too good.
All right. I want to go back to your position on the Wynn board and the whole fight with the former partner, essentially, Yokuda. A year-long investigation by former FBI Director Louis Freeh resulted in him losing his position on the board, having his shares bought back. I know you can't go into a lot of detail, but can you expand a little on what's going on and what the long-term ramifications may be? The stock seemed to be appreciative of it.
Well, I can do some of that. First of all, I think it's a complex matter, and people don't quite understand it. And some of the facts that you outline are not exactly what happened. It transpired over a long period of time, a year and a half. And in Nevada, We have what's called a compliance committee for gaming companies of any sort, which is a self-policing mechanism to assist our gaming regulatory authorities. As a component thereof, you have to give to the regulators information of anything that you think is problematic or that they should be aware of, and it, because you have a privilege license, it's a gift, it's not an entitlement. In this situation, issues arose that raised the concern of the company as chairman of the compliance committee, and I'm not the only member, but I'm the chairman. We did some investigations, some further questions came to our attention. We had discussed them with Mr. Okada. The responses he gave to the board were troubling, suggesting that he either ignored or didn't understand the elements of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which...
This was concerning Philippine officials.
It's American law restraining anybody who's licensed in America. He's an American citizen, but is licensed here as a company here, from giving gifts or what could be termed as bribes to foreign government officials for special favors. And as a result, we decided to hire Judge Free, the former director of the FBI. He wasn't working for a full year. He was working for several months. But he uncovered some matters that couldn't be ignored. And he filed a 50-page report. He delivered it to me. We decided that this needed to be passed on to the appropriate authorities. And then the board needed to consider the questions of suitability of Mr. Okada, and more particularly his company, Aruze, who is the shareholder, under Nevada privileged licenses. The determination was made unanimously by the board that, number one, that the evidence indicated a lack of suitability. And having done that, there was a decision to be made as to how do you remedy that. There was a provision that allowed for the board to take decisive action, basically buying back the shares, removing the unsuitable person or entity. In this case, the shares were owned by Aruze, not Mr. Okada, but he owns the company.
Right.
And they were bought back. It is a circumstance which I don't think has precedent that I'm aware of, but it was done very carefully and done over a long period of time, and it was not done arbitrarily. It was done with serious thought.
With a brief answer here, this is the first chapter in a long book, I'm presuming.
Well, I don't think it'll be resolved, quickly. There's lawsuits and there's a lot of money involved, and as I said, it's not a circumstance that seems to have occurred before. So it will have some level of precedence in Nevada and perhaps the country because of the nature of it.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.
We look forward to you coming back sooner, I hope. We'll be right back on the news, maybe, after this time.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care
point.
Is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
Almost there.
For a great burger taste without the hassle, try the bacon cheeseburger pizza from Papa Murphy's.
Thank you.
Ground beef, crispy bacon, sliced pickles, and a unique burger sauce served hot from your oven. And for just $10, you can feed your burger craving without having to deal with that. Take home a large bacon cheeseburger pizza for just $10. Papa Murphy's. Join the Take and Bake Revolution.
Hi, I'm Steve Reynolds of Northern Nevada Appliance Outlet, and we have moved to our new location, South Carson City. Appliance Outlet receives box store miss orders along with some scratch and ding appliances. This allows us to sell wholesale and below on new appliances with full factory warranties. Our professional sales staff is here to help, whether you're looking for a single appliance or a full remodel. Don't spend any more than you need to. Come visit our new live showrooms where you can see all the latest innovations in our new location here in Carson City.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program a great Power Pundit panel as always. Warren Hardy is here. Jane Ann Morrison is here, and I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. I was rereading
The Anointed One the other day, and you were referred to in that book as the greatest political reporter in Nevada.
Years ago.
You still are.
Thank you.
Russell Rowe, pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
Actually, I wanted to start out, Jane Ann, with a column that you wrote yesterday as we were taping the program. Whatever happened to State Senator Mark James?
He is involved in a hideously ugly civil lawsuit against someone who was his former friend, Steve Kalish, who used to run Republic. And it is a very ugly case involving millions of dollars. And it takes two friends who know each other quite well and know their vulnerable spots. And it draws in a lot of allegations about sexual improprieties by the former senator, who was considered gubernatorial material at one point, and drug use. They've presented some of this material in court. I've been tracking the case for over a year now.
Right.
And was waiting for something significant to happen after initially reporting the allegations. And the significant thing that happened was that a judge, Mark Denton, it's legal, it's discovery process,
right,
but he basically said there was a pattern of deceit by Mark James in this civil case. It's the sort of thing that might possibly get him in trouble with the bar, might get him in trouble with the taxi cab authority, since he's now he's now running a cab company, Freya's cab company. So it's quite ugly. They don't have a trial date yet, kind of teaches you a lesson that be careful that you keep your friends on your good side.
Right, to say the least. You were former State Senator Warren. Did you serve with Mark James?
I didn't serve with Mark, although the first time lobbying up there, I got to know Senator James well, and I thought he was a really, really good legislator. He was very conscientious, did his work. I'm just really sad to see that this has happened, because I thought he was a good person. He was a good legislator. He deserved the title of, you know, gubernatorial fodder, because he really was a good legislator. And it's sad to see this happen.
All right, changing topics here. The fight between Okada and Steve Wynn. This is the most remarkable story. Do you want to comment on this? I mean, where do you think this is heading? I mean, at this point, Okada has been ousted from the corporation. You know, his stock has been devalued by $800 million. This guy is a billionaire. This has gotten the Philippine government involved. The Philippine government says that Wynn is no longer welcome to develop in the Philippines, even if he wanted to. Do you think that that this is going to stand, or do you think that Okada is going to sue and perhaps win in court?
You know, that's really hard to say, Sam. I really can't comment on how it's going to turn out in court. I know the allegations being thrown around are very problematic for Wynn Resorts, obviously, particularly in their foreign operations and jurisdictions, and that could potentially have effect in Nevada. In the long run, that will be detrimental to Nevada and Las Vegas, as that corporation and the leadership that Steve Wynn's provided over the years in this community, I think, is an important part of our growth. It has been in the past, and it will be in the future. I hope it all gets worked out smoothly as possible, and we can all move forward.
It's been interesting to see that the stock price has not been affected negatively. It's actually gone up.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting phenomenon, and I know what I've read in the paper about this. I've not been that involved in it, but I do agree with Russell. I mean, the thing that's scary for us is the consequences this could have, the ripple effect this might have. I mean, Wynn's a major player here, and how this plays out could have a ripple effect that we need to keep an eye on. I do think it's encouraging that it has an impact at the stock market, stock price as much, but it could potentially be a real problem.
Jane Ann, it was interesting. Steve Wynn was railing against President Obama about a year or so ago, saying that he could build a new tower in Las Vegas that would employ 10,000 people, have another 10,000 jobs available. But as long as Obama was president, he wasn't going to build in Nevada. And yet now he's fighting very hard to build a casino near the Patriots' home. What's the difference between Las
Las Vegas and building in Massachusetts?
Well, apparently there's none. Since President Obama's policy stretched to Massachusetts as well. It's interesting because Steve Wynn is selecting areas that he think will make him money. And he's trying to protect Macau in that lawsuit. He thinks that if they build a casino in the Philippines, that will bleed from his lovely facility in Macau. So it's all about protecting what you have and trying to block the other guy from encroaching on your property. But yeah, I would not say that Steve Wynn has become a fan of President Obama. He never will. His ex-wife, excuse me, Elaine, was a big fan and actually talked him into supporting him. But he is just sick and tired of all the bureaucracy and the taxes and does not think that the president is good for the country. And a lot of people are going to agree with him. I don't see him giving any other Republicans any huge amounts of money like Sheldon Adelson is doing with Newt Gingrich, though. I haven't seen any of that.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we're going to hold you over for another show, and so we'll talk a little bit more about Sheldon Adelson when we come back. We'll be right back on Bobby Newsmakers after this timeout.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? Some children simply thrive in a different kind of classroom. That's why you have another public school choice. Online learning from K-12. A full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. K-12 powers accredited public schools that bring learning to life for students grades K through 12. Call now for your free information kit to learn how K-12 could be the best option for your child. Parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse it.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw results. I just saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans, organize field trips, and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. With K-12, you get teacher support, books, school supplies, and materials for experiments, all included. And in most cases, the program is tuition-free.
You'll hear from every person that ever works with K-12 curriculum that it is top-notch.
In fact, 92% of K-12 parents are satisfied their student benefits academically. As a full-time public school option or to purchase supplemental courses, think K-12.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Call now or go online for your free information kit. See how K-12 can be the right choice for your child.
Now accepting statewide enrollments for Nevada students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today for your free information kit or go online to learn more.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, Carol Velarde, will be here. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.